Now, A.J. Jacobs is not the only person to create an alphabetical memoir. Author Amy Krauss Rosenthal decided to alphabetize and categorize her life in a series of everyday observations. Her memoir is called Encyclopedia of an Ordinary Life, Mallory Kasdan reports.
We would probably all like to think of our lives as profound and fascinating, our days and nights and meals and thoughts the stuff of great epic novels. And in our celebrity-soaked culture, it can sometimes feel depressing to be ordinary. Amy Krauss Rosenthal considers this in the foreword to her memoir.
I was not abused, abandoned, or locked up as a child. My parents were not alcoholics, nor were they ever divorced or dead. We did not live in poverty or in misery or in an exotic country. I am not a misunderstood genius, a former child celebrity, or the child of a celebrity. I am not a drug addict, sex addict, food addict, or recovered anything. If I indeed had a past life, I have no recollection of who I was. I have not survived against all odds. I have not lived to tell. I have not witnessed the extraordinary. This is my story.
Amy Rosenthal is the hip older sister, or cool boss, that most people never have. Born in Chicago, Illinois in 1965, she lives there currently with her husband and children. She is quite short, often wears platform shoes to compensate, and dislikes socks, resorting to them only in extreme weather conditions. An author of adult and children's books, and columnist for magazines, newspapers, and radio, Rosenthal struggled to find a format to anchor her writing for this book. Much of it collected columns, lists, musings, and observations about family, friends, and work.
You know, I didn't think I was writing a traditional memoir or straight autobiography. So what are all the forms of nonfiction? And I went to sort of ancient texts and FBI reports and character profiling. And eventually I thought, what is the ultimate form of nonfiction? And it really occurred to me in this sort of like loud, important kind of way, one in the morning in bed, that this thing that I had could grow up to be a personal encyclopedia.
Rosenthal's book is nonfiction, but whimsical. She finds humor and gentle irony in how busy our lives are. Here's her entry titled Crossing Guard.
I was walking down Lincoln Avenue when I overheard a crossing guard say to some older gentleman hanging out on the corner, "Yeah, work's been crazy around here. I've been really busy." I tried to picture the circumstances that would account for this statement. Perhaps, when it's a nice sunny day, crossing guards wake up and say, "Dang, everyone's going to be out walking today. Work is going to be insane."
Reading the book is an intimate experience, like sitting in a cafe with a new friend and catching up on her whole life. Like any encyclopedia, it contains charts, tables, timelines, and illustrations. But in this book, a table is titled What My Childhood Tasted Like, while a clinical-looking line illustration is of a sandwich lying in a garbage can. Anique Lafarge is Rosenthal's editor at Crown Books.
I think the gift of this book and the gift of Amy's sensibility is that she shows us that we can and we should find meaning in the interstices, in just the things that happen in the course of our ordinary day.
Here are Rosenthal's thoughts on distraction.
I recognize that everything I do, from my work to going to the movies to raising children to vacuuming, might also be viewed as just one big distraction. Hey, look, over here, and now, over here. A distraction from belaboring the real issue at hand. One day, I'm going to die.
She has a way of describing these things, and they're one after the other. And you get a kind of serious thing like that, or you know, semi-serious thing like that, and then there'll be something about how, you know, some guy asks a nun on a plane, you know, what is it that you missed most? And she says, blue jeans. And, you know, of course that's what a nun would miss most.
This entry is called Go.
I get this weird sort of rush when an ambulance comes racing down the street, and I, along with all the other drivers, quickly pull over to let the more important vehicle pass. It's as if us little cars on the side of the road are cheering, "Go, go, you can do it! Go, important ambulance, go!" The experience invariably leaves me feeling proud and giddy.
Rosenthal likes to create projects and experiments that let her connect with strangers. She calls this process playing with the universe. After completing the book's first draft, she found a woman, also named Amy Rosenthal, to read and evaluate her memoir. This Amy Rosenthal lives in San Francisco.
I sat with it for far too long, I'm so sorry, and read it and loved it and had moments of, oh my God, me too, and okay, that's a little bit weird, and wow, I never thought of it that way, and then just penned her back a response.
The author, Amy Rosenthal, has collaborated with lots of other people, too. A friend and composer in Chicago even wrote a theme song for the book, and she's not averse to enlisting her relatives, either. For an entry titled Identity, Rosenthal sent her father and husband to a professional police sketch artist to describe her face respectively from memory.
She's got brown eyes and a smallish nose. She has freckles on the top portion of her face, her cheeks, and across the bridge of her nose and stuff.
Amy has an angular face and long dark hair. We never know what Amy's color or length is going to be from week to week, but it was dark and parted in the middle.
She has dimples on each side of her cheeks, and she has a mole or a birthmark on her upper lip.
To write a great memoir is to say, this is a life worth noting right now. It adds flesh and blood to the concept of time. To close her memoir encyclopedia, Rosenthal speaks directly to her readers, specifically to those who've not yet been born.
You, Y-O-U. Perhaps you think I didn't matter because I lived blank years ago, and back then life wasn't as lifelike as it is to you now, that I didn't truly, fully, with all my senses, experience life as you are presently experiencing it. But I was here, and I did things. I shopped for groceries, I stubbed my toe, I danced at a party in college and my dress spun around. I hugged my mother and father and hoped they would never die. I pulled change from my pocket. I wrote my name with my finger on a cold, fogged-up window. I hoped something would happen. I had my blood pressure taken. I wrapped my leg around my husband's leg in bed. I was rude when I shouldn't have been. I watched the celloist's bow go up and down and adored the music he made. I picked at a scab. I wished I was older. I wished I was younger. I loved my children. I loved mayonnaise. I sucked my thumb. I chewed on a blade of grass. I was here, you see. I was.
Amy Krauss Rosenthal shows us that we, too, can organize our lives into entries, volumes, libraries even, all the while finding humor and truth in the details that make life extraordinary. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Kasdan in New York.
That's what she did.
And you can read excerpts from Encyclopedia of an Ordinary Life and from Amy Rosenthal's past work at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.